Today we are talking about the Mida of Oses Yag L'Dvarav, making offense to your Dvarim, to your things. And that's one of the Midos to be called in Torah. The Mefarish, on the side of the page, Rashi says, Oses Yag L'Dvarav, what is that? I'm going to read you the Lashon. Shenimuko imo. He has his depth. Maybe I'm Talos Lahamid of Rabbi Ibn Yadav. He brings explanations or proofs to defend the words of his Rebbe. And so the way Rashi learns Oses Yag L'Dvarav is that a person can support, again, it's what his Rebbe says, or also could really be what he says himself in learning, by bringing proofs, by bringing justifications for what he says. And really, this way of being Kone Torah is a very, very important way. It's make it or break it for the Lomate, for the Ben Yeshiva. That when learning, it's very easy to say svaras, Baruch Hashem svaras. If people can say a svara to give a logical idea, but the goal in learning is not to give our own svaras. Then we're not really finding out what Chazal say, what the Torah says, what Hashem says. We're finding out what our mind says. The goal in learning is to figure out what Chazal say, how Chazal and the Gemara and the Rishonim understood the Torah Kedosha, which is Dvar Hashem. And the way to do that is to osis yag l'dvarav, to make sure when you say something, to bring proofs, to be methodological, to figure out, does it fit in the cheshbon of the Gemara? Does it come from the Gemara? If I want to say a pshat in a Rambam or in Rashi, does it come from Rashi, from the words of Rashi, from the words of the Rambam? And if I want to know if that's really pshat in the Rambam, I have to know, does that fit with the way the Rambam learned the Gemara? Can the Rambam learn the Gemara in a rigorous way? Because Talmud Torah is the most, not just the most holiest discipline, but it's also the most rigorous discipline of all the disciplines that one might learn in college or in other areas. Torah is very rigorous. We must be very precise and make sure we can bring proofs for things. The Medrash Shmuel adds, for Oses Yag L'Dvarav, that it means you have to know when to be quiet, to put a fence around your words. And I think here we can apply this to the same point. When a person is learning, it's very important to be. It's good to be mechadesh and to say chidushei Torah, to say shtiklach Torah, but the chidushei Torah and the shtiklach Torah that we try to say should be those that are grounded in the words of the Rishonim and in the words of the Gemara and in the Cheshbon HaSugya. And that's why that way we can appreciate much more those who are greater than us and what it really means to be a true Talmid Chacham and to say a good Shtickle Torah. So we can speak, we can say, but you have to know what not to say. You have to know when you don't know the Sugya well enough, when what you're saying is not well grounded. And that way a person can be truly Oses Yag L'Dvarav and bring the best support and proofs for their Shittos and for the Shittos of their Rebbeim. And that way they can really be Kone Torah, to be become a real expert in Torah, and that will be an incredible thing for them and for all of Klal Yisrael.